The 44-second video clip appeared on the YouTube video sharing website earlier this week. It showed crude graphics superimposed over grainy pictures of Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadej. The soundtrack was the Thai national anthem. Thailand's military government had appealed to Google to withdraw the clip and blocked access to the site, accusing YouTube of heartlessness. The clip was removed by the user, according to the webpage. King Bhumibol, aged 79 and the world's longest reigning monarch, is deeply revered. Criticizing or offending the Thai royal family is a crime. Robbie Alampe, executive director of the Southeast Asian Press Alliance, said the clip hurt local sensitivities.
Foreigners should understand, the world should understand, that this is really something that will really hurt the sensibilities and will really offend the Thai people. The king is a very respected, very much loved, very much revered figure in Thai society.
But once news broke of the video clip's existence, the site was viewed 50,000 times in less than one day. The episode has shown both the extent of political debate and questioning of Thai identity caused by enduring political tensions and the extent of media controls. Alampe says the military-installed Prime Minister Suriyut Chalanot has been tolerant of the media so far. But the lack of a new constitution means there are no laws in place to ensure media freedom, on the internet or elsewhere.
It is still officially a regime of censorship and at best a regime of tolerance. The unfortunate thing about that is that tolerance is never a stable enough environment. It's given to whims, it's given to sensitivity, it's given to oversensitivity.
The military government has blocked websites and other media linked to supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, ousted in a September 19 coup last year. It has also blocked other sites deemed insulting to the king. Media watch groups estimate that Thai authorities have blocked 45,000 websites in recent years. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.